This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Talking a little Colorado Buffaloes football on this Friday morning with Brian Howell, publisher of BuffBlitz.com, covering the University of Colorado football, basketball, and recruiting for On3. Brian, you've had a little, you know, a trip. You've been in Fountain Fort Carson following the Buffs along as they're practicing over in Colorado Springs. Also, you noted, hey, they were hanging out with Troy Calhoun and those Air Force Falcons the last day or so.
Yeah, it was a little farther than Boulder to go cover the first few days of camp, and it was fun. Was able to stay down in the Springs a couple of days, and it was kind of interesting to have them visit Air Force. That, you know, a team that, you know, safety Ben Finnessy talked to us yesterday. He actually played against Air Force in 2022, so kind of interesting that they go and hang out and visit those guys. So, but really cool. I think that's a kind of a cool thing for the state. And, you know, we'd love to see those teams do a spring game together or joint practices or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Coach Prime's thoughts on that. I absolutely, you know me, Brian, like, I love the idea of these teams within in the state or even the region, if you want to include like Wyoming. I love the idea, football, basketball, whatever, when they play each other. And if the best we can get on a consistent basis would be something like a spring game, that would be interesting. It's funny, though, because following them out west, so many teams, they hate playing. It seems like they hate playing Air Force, and they always have to put a little extra prep into that. But Coach Prime's like, sign it up, man. Let's try to slow down that triple option.
But that'd be the nice thing about it. If you do a spring game, is you don't need to do the prep for it, really. It's just kind of, you can do a little bit, but it's not like you're treating it like a game.
Right.
I think it'd be fun. I mean, he talked about, you know, potentially a home and home. I mean, how cool would it be to go down to Falcon Stadium and watch a spring game, the Buffs and Falcons, 1 year. And this is maybe, I just thought it as I'm talking here, but if they could do something, maybe get CSU, Wyoming, and the four of them do like a sort of a football, I don't know, festival that day or something like that.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, do where it's just very basic and maybe, you know, one series is CSU's offense versus CU's defense or Wyoming's offense versus Air Force defense, things like that. So, there's things you can do that would make it, I think, really fun. I don't like the idea of, like, when they originally brought up of, like, Syracuse, you know. You don't need to do across the country, but something locally would be awesome.
Well, and on that note, too, Brian, do you see changes, like, with the spring game? Because we've heard, you know, I've always thought the spring session, not just the games that they do, their scrimmages that they do, the timing is just so odd. The NFL, obviously, they do their build-up. You got OTAs leading into training camp, leading into the preseason, leading into the regular season. There's been talk about this. Do you think that potentially we could see the spring sequence, the week or so that they practice, and that scrimmage or whatever it is, just move closer to August?
I think so. And they're kind of toying with some things or trying some things out at the FCS level where they're allowing, I think, starting next year, but they're going to allow FCS teams to have some joint practices. And so I think it's trending towards that way. I would love to see it. I mean, a lot of schools, big name schools, are just doing away with the spring game. But to make it more fan friendly and maybe even a moneymaker, or you charge it, you know, $10 or $20, I think that's a great idea to do it.
I think it'd be awesome. Nope, sign me up. I think it's a great idea. Agree 100%. Brian, one of the reasons we love bringing great insiders on, such as yourself, you get a chance to call out stuff we see online that maybe goes viral. We're getting texters already chiming into it saying the Buffs are getting roasted for being too small, their wide receivers being too small. I know you referenced that in one of your recent videos recapping one of the practices. Brian, talk to us, man. Why are we freaking out about the Buffs' roster size as far as actual size of person?
I don't know. you know, it seems to be something that comes up every year that, you know, there's so much video put out by, you know, Coach Prime's team, his son, and others that, you know, people get to see a lot. And so it seems like every year there's this narrative that they look like a peewee team. Well, I guarantee you they would crush any peewee team because there's no peewee team with 380-pound defensive linemen. So, yes, a couple of their slot receivers are small. Yeah, maybe some corners are a little under 6 feet, but they're not a small football team. And they got some big dudes on the offensive line, really big guys on the defensive line. They got some tall receivers, and Juju's a little small. You know, he's 6'1". He's listed at 6'1". I don't know if he's that tall, but, you know, he's listed at 6'1". So a little on the small side, but they're fine. Size is not going to hold them back from the Big 12. There might be a talent deficiency in areas, but it won't be size.
Yeah, this is why we want to have you on here, because I don't know where it comes from. It does seem like Coach Prime, it's either he's untouchable or everything he does is wrong. There's really no in between when it comes to anything involved with Coach Prime. You mentioned one of the guys we're looking out for, and you highlighted this guy, Danny Scudero. Is he a little hobbled at this point? How any significant injury information at this stage when it comes to the Buffs?
Well, they haven't said what's going on with him. One of the coaches posted something last weekend about the receivers getting together for a dinner at the coach's house. And people could see Danny Scudero on crutches. And so people started freaking out, like, what's going on? And then, as they reported for camp, again on, Deion Sanders Jr. YouTube, you could see Danny Scudero on one of those scooters. And we were down there. We got to watch 10 minutes yesterday. He's in a walking boot, but he's walking around just fine. So, and Coach Prime said that he's pretty positive that Danny's going to play in that opener against Georgia Tech. So I don't know what the deal is, something with a foot. I don't know if it's a high ankle sprain or whatever, but taking it easy right now, but he should be good to go.
I mean, he's one of these guys that you kind of, when we asked you a couple weeks ago, highlight a few guys that you think are going to be big-time difference maker. Obviously, his numbers with San Jose State, the things he did there last year were just phenomenal. And you think that he assuming he's healthy, that he'll have no problem making that transition into the Big 12?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's going to be great. I mean, over on my new site at On3, me and a few of the other guys, we did a ranking of our top 20 Buffs, and Danny came out number one on the list. And so I didn't have him that high, but we all had him top five. So I think he's going to be really good. And, Coach Prime has compared him to Julian Edelman, who we know is fantastic with the Patriots. I just think he's going to get the ball a lot, and that he's a very talented young man. Doesn't matter that he came from San Jose State. He was tearing it up at Sacramento State the year before that. He hasn't been at this level, but I think he'll be just fine.
Brian Howell joining us, talking all things Colorado Buffaloes. On the quarterback side of things, Brian, our mutual friend of ours, the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, we were talking about Julian Lewis. He kind of sidestepped me and said, watch out now for Isaac Wilson and what he's able to do. He didn't necessarily say there was like any kind of quarterback controversy or anything, but the way he was talking made me think, okay, is this guaranteed Julian Lewis's football team or Julian Lewis's offense, or should we be looking out for the brother of Zach Wilson a bit closer?
I think you need to watch out for him. There are people in the building that told me that they believe Isaac had a better spring than Juju. So it's not a foregone conclusion that Juju would be the guy. But I've also heard that Juju had the better summer. I think they're going to go with Juju to start things out. And I look for, because we can't watch practices, I look for little tells on the videos we're able to see. And, Coach Prime, at the end of every practice, he has a certain player break down the team, right? Do the, family on me, family on three type thing, right? And he always picks out a player, and that's pretty good indication of that player's had a good day or is doing pretty well. Well, the other day he did it, and he said, break it down on your quarterback. And Julian Lewis came to the middle of the team and broke down the practice. So to me, I'm reading too much into that phrase. It was on your quarterback. I think it's going to be Julian Lewis, but I think that there could be a bit of a short leash if things don't go well. I think that Julian's got to kind of hold on to that job, if that makes sense. And, he can't come out and start throwing a bunch of picks at Georgia Tech and hang on to that job. I think Isaac's going to be breathing down his neck a little bit.
Yeah, well, and again, that's what you have to do sometimes when you're not getting like the direct you quote or whatever, you kind of have to read between those lines. And like you said, it sounds like Julian Lewis at this point. Any other key position battles that you're looking out for, that you're catching wind of, that you know are of interest for Buffs fans?
Well, I think this is cliche, but offensive line, until they get that solidified, that's always going to be the case with the Buffs. And they brought in so many transfers. They've been raving about this offensive line, how good they are. But I don't know who's going to wind up being the guys who are going to be the five. They brought in a ton of transfers there, like 8 FBS transfers, I think. So that's going to be a good competition. Defensive line as well. I think there's going to be a lot of competition in the secondary. And also running back. I mean, there's a really talented group of running backs. But I don't know who's going to be the lead dogs there. Damian Henderson, who was at CSU a couple years ago, is in the mix there. And I think might be one of their best running backs. And DeKalen Taylor was a really small kind of scat back type. This offense is going to lend itself to some big guys and the small guys on the field at the same time. So that competition is going to be really good as well.
Brian Howell, always great stuff from you, man. Biggest takeaway you got from, the idea that the Buffs are kind of intermingling with Air Force, Coach Prime, Coach Troy Calhoun. Anything else that kind of stood out to you from this whole idea, thinking outside the box, trying something new to just bring this Buffs team together. What else kind of stood out?
Really just that. I mean, they're doing something different to kind of bond this team together. And I think that in this era, the portal era, you need to try to do things like that. And last year, that was one of the biggest things that hurt this team, was that things started to go south and they splintered. There wasn't a whole lot of leadership. They have really, really worked on that this year. And when you get away for a week, no distractions, and you're putting your phones away and things like that, I think you can really come together as a team. And so I think that's been a big deal for them. And the players, several of the players we talked to this week were like, I was a little skeptical when we first did it. I didn't like it. The food's kind of not as good down here, but we've had a ton of fun, and they just have raved about how much fun they've had together as a team. And I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out as we're getting closer and closer to that game one for the Colorado Buffaloes. Brian, my man, always appreciate it. Hey, where can folks find your stuff, what you're up to now when it comes to all things Colorado Buffaloes?
Yeah, I go to the new site, buffblitz.com. That's on the On3 network. If you go to on3.com and look for team sites, you can find Buff Blitz that way as well. But then, as always, on Twitter, at Brian Howell 33, or X, whatever they call it.
Great job, as always, man. And we'll look forward to catching up with you this time next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. Brian Howell talking some Buffs with us. Yeah, they've been spending time with Air Force. And interesting, like Brian said, just thinking outside the box a bit. 11:48 the time. We'll take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. Benjamin Albright will be joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. The latest on all things Denver Broncos. Clip of the day. Chargers deep dive in the AFC West. All that and more coming up. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.